Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can to make
this world. I'm going to keep playing the platters till they come back around. Welcome back. That's really from the Wayback Machine, with the Wayback Machine. 23 after the hour. We're spinning some platters here, rocking and rolling on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host and responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with one of our favorite folks in the world, Jeffrey Zabar. He's our almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the chief home officer. He's our Got Words guy. He's the author of three books on being home base. He's an award-winning journalist. The list goes on and on. And Jeffrey, today, this week is a big week for the Zabar household. Tell us about it.
Well, our daughter Nicole is getting married.
And, our daughter, folks. I feel like she's my daughter too. I've helped raise her.
Yeah, she's 27, and for those who don't know, Jim and I have been doing this nonsense. That one time we were every week for an hour, and now we're every other for a half, and we've been doing it for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And we're right about there. And so, you know,
she
Jim,
was just a baby.
You've been
Your
there along
were,
for the ride.
In fact, Zoe was just a baby.
Yeah, Zoe was an infant when you and I started this show, and so here we are. She's been dating the boy for a couple, 4 years or so.
She's out of college and as a professional, doing a great job. And
she's a nurse. She's an RN doing what she wants and living her life. And he works in the finance, banking and finance industry, and they're doing
Joshua.
Well together. And they're happy, and so all the family, as we say, all the mishpucha is coming into town. all the family coming in for the wedding, and it's you know what? And I've been told by more than one person, watch what I drink and stay in the moment because it's going to go by in a blink,
like
a blink of an eye. And you know, I'd rather remember it than have to look at videos and photos and say, oh, I was there. I didn't even know that.
Well, so, I will tell you something. You know, I remember. My daughter has been married a long time, but I remember her wedding, and I'll tell you, Jeff, I don't know how it'll hit you. I didn't go into it with any kind of expectation of emotion. I didn't think about emotion. Because it'd been coming for a while, but when I got to the church and I was around her, I have never experienced an emotional feeling like I did at that point. My head felt like it was going to explode. I mean, it was,
yeah.
It wasn't hurting. It was like I've never had that kind of emotional pressure. And I didn't know, you know, and I didn't cry, but I think I probably needed to. And there's a picture of us, the two of us, where our foreheads are bumping together. And, you know, I don't know. It looks like, I don't think that I've ever looked like that before. It was, so just be prepared. I mean, it hits, I think dads kind of put it off till the end instead of venting the emotion all along, and we're not part of the dress picking out and, you know, all those different events typically. And so I was not prepared for, I didn't expect that.
I'm expecting to be a sobbing mess. I'm expecting just to fall to pieces, and I got to give a speech, and you know that whole thing, and the first dance, and even listening to different songs. I had a song I wanted, and then you know just context wasn't really right.
So the platters are not going to be part of their playlist. Is that what you're saying?
The platter's not part of my playlist, so somebody else may throw it. No, for no particular reason, just that they are not the one. Only you. I like that song coming in, but. You know, we went with hopefully Nicole's not listening to this. We went with a Paul Simon song about
all right.
daughters. And
so
really,
how long will this wedding last?
It's the weekend, so we had dinner with some. Well, the family came in yesterday. The kids came in from out of town, so we had dinner together last night. Had friends in town the night before. We're doing stuff tonight. Tomorrow night is a rehearsal dinner. Saturday is the event. Sunday's an out of town guest brunch. Mm-hmm. And then we exhale Sunday night, and so it's a full weekend. So it's a lot of fun, and then. If Nicole has anything to do with it, as with her birthday, it's usually her birth month, and she tries to extend the celebration. She'll extend it as long as possible. But it's a they head out on a honeymoon on Monday or Tuesday. They waste no time, and they'll be gone for 3 weeks. And
3 weeks,
and then Mom and
wow.
I can look at each other and say, "How'd this happen?"
No kidding. Well, this is the first one, first of three, right?
First of three, and if they all decide to get married, we'll see what happens. But Nicole is, as I referred her, she's number one. So, chronologically speaking, but she's, we're still wrapping our minds around it. Then comes Sunday night, Monday.
Is Robbie excited about this? Is she melancholy about it?
She's over the top. Yeah, she's excited, as am I. And there's some melancholy, there's some. Where did the time go?
But see, now you got grandkids to look forward to.
She's itching to be a bubby,
that's finding
in Yiddish.
I call that like finding a new kind of candy, having grandkids.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like
there
finding a new kind of candy. It's not that you love them more than your kids, but it's just different. It's just a different kind of thing. Hey, Jeffrey, I do feel like I've helped raise your kids, and they've been part of my life all these years, and. So I'm so proud of you and Robbie and what you've done with your kids. I know they're all three great kids, and hope you guys have the best weekend in the world this weekend.
Thank you so much, Jim, and happy birthday to you. I'm thrilled to have been along for the ride for all these years. And
tell Nicole we're proud of her. Thanks. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for letting us share these moments. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.